Every Buy Nothing Project community is a gift economy, and a gift economy is the oldest economy that we know of. Like a toy co-op is a really great example, and another one that I think a lot of people are familiar with is hand-me-down clothing when you're a child. That was sort of one of the reasons we started the Buy Nothing Project, was sort of starting to think about how can we open this up so that entire community, and how can we bring some abundance and joy to this? So instead of us denying ourselves things, why don't we just make it possible for all of us to share and give to each other the things we already have? We already have so much stuff in our houses and our cars and our garages.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vedya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Rebecca Rockefeller, co-founder of Buy Nothing Project, Buy Less and Share More. She joins us from Bainbridge Island, Washington. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yes, I'm glad we finally connected with your really, really busy schedule.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry that took a little bit of doing. So I'm so glad this is working out.
So several of us live in a very materialistic world, and perhaps we have more wants than needs. And some of us who want to do some good, we donate our excess to charitable organizations. How are our donations processed? Say we give it to Goodwill or Salvation Army or the Red Cross.
I don't know exactly how all of the different organizations work, but I do know a little bit. Generally speaking, when your things are donated to a large, like Goodwill is the one I'm most familiar with because I've actually toured their facility with my kids to learn about it. Your boxes go through an immediate sorting process, and a lot of your textiles, clothing, if it doesn't look perfect or really choice, they immediately bale it up and it's sold as a recycled commodity, just as a textile commodity. A lot of toys, if they don't look complete, go into a giant dumpster bin. And then other items go in to be sorted by volunteers and then resold. So that's at least how it happens at my local Goodwill. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with their process. I don't want to be seen as casting aspersions on what they do. They deal with a lot of people just putting random things in a box and bringing them in there. So they're doing the best they can with the big, you know, fire hose of stuff that's being visited upon them every day.
And they actually provide a valuable resource in the community by creating jobs, by making affordable clothing and other items available. So it is, they do play a really valuable role. But sometimes the things that we donate reaches places like, say, overseas, and they can harm their economies. Like if you go to the streets in Africa, you'll find Levi's jeans and, you know, maybe your winter jacket even there when you actually don't need it. And it kills the local economy.
Yeah, that is a huge issue. And it's really, you brought up such a perfect example of that. So textile waste is a huge, huge impact on our planet. It's one of the largest sort of waste producers. Sort of fast fashion in general produces just, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it's a huge amount of waste. And a lot of the fast fashion items that people think that they're doing the sort of virtuous thing by dropping them in a donation box in their neighborhood, a lot of those do end up being resold, not given away, and resold in communities where they're eroding local textile production and manufacturing, local businesses, local people trying to run local businesses to support their local economies. And yeah, that's definitely an unintended impact. Nobody thinks when they put their, you know, their nice old clothes in a donation box, people think they're doing the right thing. People want to do the right thing. And I think sometimes these systems work against us. And that's definitely a good example of one that doesn't do what we think it does.
What exactly does Buy Nothing do? So your platform is different.
Every Buy Nothing Project community is a gift economy, and a gift economy is the oldest economy that we know of. It's basically the way that families manage their materials. So it's an economy based on human relationships and compassion, really care, and a desire for everyone to succeed. So when you have a family meal, you make sure that everybody gets to eat. You don't have one person eat 90% of the meal and the other people get to share 10% of it. Everybody eats the amount that they need for their body. So basically, that thinking is the thinking behind a gift economy. So a buy nothing gift economy puts everybody in a neighborhood or in a community together so that they can ask for anything they want or need. They can give away anything they don't want to have anymore, and they can share things. So they can loan things to each other, they can borrow, and all of it comes without strings attached. It's literally a gift. So everybody can choose who they want to give their gift to. People can ask for things. There's no guarantee that they will receive what they ask for. But what's happening is that people are starting to see each other as equal.